Jonah. Chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, dove, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, because their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord Jehovah, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid its fare, and went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord Jehovah. But the Lord Jehovah sent out a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried to his God, and cast forth the cargo that was in the ship into the sea, to lighten it. But Jonah had gone down into the inside of the ship. And he lay down, and was fast asleep. So the captain of the ship came to him, and said to him, What do you mean, O sleeper? Arise, call upon your God, perhaps God will think of us, that we not perish. And everyone said to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us, we ask you, for whose cause this evil has come upon us, what is your occupation? And where have you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew. And I fear the Lord Jehovah, the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and said to him, Why have you done this? Because the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord Jehovah because he had told them. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you, that the sea may be calm for us? Because the sea was becoming more and more stormy. And he said to them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, then the sea will be calm for you. Because I know that for my sake this great storm is upon you. Nevertheless the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. Because the sea grew more and more stormy against them. Therefore they cried to the Lord Jehovah, and said, We beg you, O Lord Jehovah. We beg you, do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not lay upon us innocent blood, because you, O Lord Jehovah, have done as it pleased you. So they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord Jehovah exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, and made vows. Now the Lord Jehovah had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord Jehovah, his God, out of the fish's belly. And said, I cried because of my affliction to the Lord Jehovah, and he heard me, out of the belly of hell I cried, and you heard my voice. Because you had cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods encompassed me. All your breakers and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of your sight. Yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The waters encompassed me, even to the soul. The depth closed all around me, the weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was around me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from corruption, O Lord Jehovah. My God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord Jehovah, and my prayer came into you, into your holy temple. Those who observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving, I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Jonah chapter 3. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I tell you. So Jonah arose, and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. About 55 to 60 miles, 88 to 96 kilometers around. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey to about the center of the city. And he cried, and said, Yet in 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Because word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid aside his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed, nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily to God, yes, let everyone turn from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we not perish? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil, that he had said that he would do to them, and he did not do it. Jonah chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed to the Lord Jehovah, and said, I ask you, O Lord Jehovah, was this not what I said, when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before to Tarshish. Because I knew that you are a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and you repent of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord Jehovah, take, I beg you, my life from me, because it is better for me to die than to live. Then the Lord Jehovah said, Do you have reason to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city, and sat on the east side of the city, and there made for himself a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, until he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord Jehovah God prepared a gourd, and caused it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it struck the gourd so that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun arose, that God prepared a strong east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, so that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, Do you have reason to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I have reason to be angry, even to death. Then the Lord Jehovah said, You had pity on the gourd, for which you had not labored, neither caused it to grow, which came up in a night, and perished in a night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?